Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Jay and I, all through the break, we're talking about legacy and Steph and LeBron.
I'm losing my mind, Key.
KJM's presented by Progressive Insurance.
I'm just listening to you guys.
I know, you checked out the whole break. Max and I argued the whole break.
What effect, if any, does this series, Golden State Lakers, have on the legacies of LeBron and Steph? If you say zero, I guess this not even a playoff series.
I'd like to ask our next guest. I'd like to ask him.
Sure, he's played for both.
Quinn Cook joins us. Quinn, what's up?
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's poppin',
Good, Q? Man. Hear me on this. I want to ask you a question that Heckle and Jekyll's been going back and forth about for over the last several days about legacy.
These conversations, Quinn, just as you know.
I hate it. Quinn,
In playoff games. Now, mind you, both of these individuals – have Hall of Fame credentials. Both of these individuals have played against one another in championships. Both of these individuals have multiple championships and records and all that sort of thing. But there's a belief by one individual on the show.
Max.
That
the smart one, Quinn.
That this second round playoff series with LeBron James and Steph Curry will define their legacy depending on the outcome.
No, it will.
Max, Max.
I never said Max, define Max, their legacies.
Max, no. Max, tell Q what you said so he can hear.
Quinn, effect, not define, affect their legacy, yes. Depending on who wins the damn series. What do you think about that?
You know, Max, my guy, man. Max is my guy, but I would have to disagree. I don't think that 6 versus 7 seed second round Western Conference final, not Western Conference final, but Western Conference matchup affects Steph or Bron's legacy, which one loses. This is my humble opinion.
Quinn, let me actually tell you what I think, and then you can respond to what I actually think.
Thank you, Quinn.
So they've met in the playoffs 4 times, right? The two signature players of their era.
Where did they meet in the playoffs, Max?
I'm
just asking the quick question.
No,
context. Where did they meet
in the finals? But you've already made that point 10 times.
No, I haven't.
But now that interrupts the whole thing.
Welcome to my life with you as a host, using the force.
Now, Quinn, they've met 4 times, and Steph's up 3-1. On the surface, it looks like, oh, wow. On the other hand, when you look at it closely, Steph's always been favored, but the only time he's won is when he's had an overwhelming advantage. So in 15, Kevin Love and Kyrie go down, still goes 6 games, but come on, man. LeBron by himself not going to beat Steph. 16, LeBron wins. Even 73-win team. Then they add KD. It's a wrap at that. KD would have gone to the Cavs. That would have been a wrap that way. He went to the Warriors. It was a wrap that way. Now we're back in a situation where there's no overwhelming advantage. I think it would be – it'd enhance Steph if he's able to beat a LeBron team without an overwhelming advantage. And it would enhance LeBron if, once again, without an overwhelming advantage, he was able to beat Steph. That's my point. You think it has no effect at all?
Not really. I mean, I don't think that in January we thought the Lakers would make the playoffs. And the way – you know, they put that team together and they mustered, you know, to pull off this run. It's definitely incredible. But I just think I just think it's the second round. I think the stage of the finals is just totally different. But like you said, like in 15, obviously, you know, 15, with no K-Love, no Kyrie, I mean, for LeBron to win 2 games was incredible. Obviously, 16, you have one of the greatest comebacks in sports history. With Bron, and then obviously Kevin going there, 17-18, wasn't close. But this might be the fairest matchup, like you said, but I just still don't think the stage is isn't as bright. Obviously, the Warriors and Lakers is probably the biggest two biggest fan bases in basketball. No disrespect to the Knicks and Celtics, but I mean, as of late, I mean, for these two powerhouses to go against each other is definitely great for the game. But I still don't think them meeting in the second round will hold as much weight as them meeting in the finals.
Appreciate you,
are
brother.
Are you done, Max?
Well, I mean, that seems to be the consensus among the former athletes is that the stage is not as big. I agree with that. I still think it has some effect.
Don't you think the former athletes would have a little bit different feeling, Max? Just a little bit.
Yeah, but it doesn't have as much of an effect. I don't think it's nothing, though. I think it's something.
Yeah.
Quinn, can we get into some basketball talk for a heartbeat here?
Jeez, buddy.
Yo, when you watch the Lakers, top lock on the screens, right, and literally forcing Steph to run through their chest and, you know, deny him the full length of the court, and the way LeBron and AD played off Kevon Looney and Draymond Green, from somebody who's played with Steph and somebody who's been coached by Steve Kerr in your career, what adjustments do you think that we'll see in game two to get Steph or to drag AD more so away from the rim to open up those opportunities so for them to run their continuity offense?
Yeah, I mean, I love Loon. I love Dre. Obviously, I think Loon, after Steph, I thought he, played the best in the first round against Sac. But I don't know if you can play Draymond and Loon as much together just because Draymond hasn't been a threat on a perimeter like he used to be this entire season. And I think the adjustments is, maybe they can split some minutes, or maybe you put Draymond more on the ball screen with Steph like they used to do against Cleveland. Now you're playing 4-3. Maybe you get some more slips with Loon off the ball.
Go small, Q, with Dre at the five?
Yeah, exactly. I just think I know the best coach I've ever been around with adjustments is Steve. So I know he probably hasn't slept the last two nights. So I know tonight they'll have something a different look than we saw in game one.
Q, when you look at the Lakers got game one at Golden State, should they be favored now? Should we actually look at the Lakers different, or should we just say, they won that one, but they won't be able to finish the deal?
I definitely think, the series, obviously I always say the series doesn't start until the road team wins one, but that was a statement win. Just like in Memphis, I thought we all thought that, the Lakers would beat Memphis, but obviously a 2-7, the Grizzlies, they've been one of the better teams in the West, and for them to get game one against the Grizzlies the series before kind of made that statement, and it was kind of like the same Tuesday. It's like, wow, okay, all right, Lakers are serious. So I wouldn't say that the series is over, but I definitely think that was a statement game. And I would say the favorite, I picked the Warriors to win a series.
But should we be looking at the Lakers as a 7? And what I mean by that is, if this team was put together in the start of the season, you there?
Yes, exactly.
If they was put together at the start of the season, we wouldn't even be having this conversation about them being a 7 seed. Maybe now they finally getting into a team rhythm with one another.
Exactly. And AD's playing out his mind. AD's playing like the AD we've been accustomed to seeing too since he's been in the league. So a healthy AD, a healthy Bron is scary with anybody on the court with them. But you add, Schroeder, D'Lo, Vanderbilt, Austin Reeves, Hoochimura. I mean, they got a really, really, really good squad right now.
Who's the guy out of all those guys that you, other than LeBron and AD, that you – I mean, D'Angelo Russell maybe is the third best player, but who's the guy you trust the most in a big moment of the supporting cast for the Lakers?
I would say D'Lo, obviously. He's a max guy. He's getting max money. He's been an all-star. He's performed during his time in the playoffs, his time in Brooklyn. And I think he was overshadowed a little bit in Minnesota, so I think he has a chip on his shoulder. And honestly, me, I trust Schroeder, man. I love Schroeder. I played on Schroeder's team in Atlanta and in L.A. his first year there, my last year there. So he's a gamer. He's a gamer. He's their best free throw shooter late in the game. You know, he's going to make Steph work. He's going to make Clay work. I love those two together, man. I love D'Lo and Schroeder on the court with Bron and AD. And, you know, you can throw Austin Reeves there. You can throw Vanderbilt there for me.
Ooh, two-time NBA champion, one-time national champion in college, former Warriors and Lakers guard Quinn Cook joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Q, I'm going to ask you a tough question here. Say hypothetically the Warriors lose to the Lakers. You know, with this new CBA coming out and the luxury tax is different for a guy like Joe Lacob, who is over the luxury tax. If you were Joe Lacob with this team, obviously Bob Myers hasn't been extended. Draymond Green has not been extended. And you have Klay Thompson, who's looking for a max. What do you do if the Warriors lose to the Lakers in this series? Do you keep this team together? Do you break them apart? What do you do?
Obviously, if the money all works, I think you got to bring the team back together. You would be a year removed from winning another championship, their fourth championship. Obviously, Draymond would be 33. I think Klay would be 33. I think they got another run at it. I think this year was a little funky. Obviously, coming off the championship, obviously it's hard to win, but it's harder to defend. And, you know, with Wiggs being out the 30, 35 games, however he was out, I mean, with them losing GP2 and him getting back but him still being hurt, I just think they had a funky year. But obviously I would never count them out. But like you said, hypothetically, if they were to lose, what would I do? I just think if the money made sense and we could put everything together, I would definitely bring everybody back, for sure.
Quinn Cook, before we let you go, your take on Jordan Poole, the shot, he took all that stuff, and, like, what do you think – what's your interpretation of Poole as a Golden State Warrior player?
I love Poole. I loved him in high school. I seen him play in high school. I loved him in college. He was a gamer in college. I remember when I signed with the Lakers, that's when the Warriors drafted Poole, and I remember having a long conversation with him after the draft. And I love his temperament. I love his makeup. Started out rocky for him a little bit, but he figured it out. And obviously he was, you know, one of the biggest components in them winning the championship last year. Obviously I think thought he deserved his money. I think I just feel like they've had a funky year. I think he's still trying to figure his role out. Am I a starter? Am I a sixth man? Like, what do you need me to do? But I loved the shot when he took it, but I didn't really dissect it. Obviously because it was moving fast. You know, I've seen him make that shot before plenty of times in the games. So I wasn't mad at it, but I didn't realize how much time he had on the clock. And I didn't realize the crazy closeout that Vanderbilt did. I mean, Vanderbilt loaded to the ball with Steph. He got to Draymond, saw AD was in front of Draymond, and then, you know, he had the presence of mind to run the pool, and he had a small contest on which affected Jordan Poole's shot. You know, obviously – probably would have took a dribble in, whatever, but that's in hindsight. But I wasn't mad at the shot at first, but thought he could have got a better one. But I think with Klay, Steph, and Jordan, I'm not mad at their shot selection. Obviously, you know, he felt he was wide open. So felt like he could have got a better one, but I wasn't mad at the shot.
Quinn Cook, ladies and gentlemen, two-time NBA champion, former Laker, former Warrior. Thanks, Quinn. Always good talking to you.
All right, Q. All right, brother.
All right. I love y'all. See y'all soon. Appreciate it.
The truth, Quinn, it's better to talk to you when you agree with me and not them. That's then it's better.
My God. Know basketball, Max. People who know basketball.
I want to see this guy on the show again.
Yeah. All right. See?
It's my family. His new teammates are in awe of Aaron Rodgers. It's like when I joined the show. You guys were in awe. Is that a good thing, though?
God.
KJM, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live. Everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Diana Russini, ESPN NFL reporter, with us now. What's going on, Diana?
Good morning, guys. Man, hey, the vibe changed around here. I walked in, everyone's all grumpy and salty,
well,
talking about how
Max.
They're working too much. And
Jay,
now
Jay just tried to tell me the playoffs don't matter. Anyway, listen, I think that's a is that a fair assessment of what you
no,
said?
No, it's not a
I
fair
think
assessment.
It is.
It's the legacy of LeBron and Steph do not matter in the second round.
I don't know. If Aaron Rodgers faces some other great quarterback in the second round, I think the outcome matters. But maybe
oh,
you don't.
Does.
That's okay. What do you think of the Jets players already kind of being in awe of Aaron Rodgers, Diana?
Look, this building's in love with Aaron Rodgers already. I spoke with a few people in the building over the last few days to just try to get an idea of what it's been like since Aaron has arrived, right? Because we've seen the videos. We've now heard from some of the young players talking about what it's like to be around him. And everything that everyone's sharing out of Florham Park is that he's made an immediate impact. Just from a leadership standpoint on the field, I had one person share, it's really just like having another coach out there. And look, we've heard these things about Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay for years, but the fact that he's been able to already have an impact, and he's only been there a few days, he's getting rave reviews. And look, I even spoke to some people there that tend to be a little salty. They've got a little grumpiness to them at all times. Mm. And even they're like, man, this guy is incredible already. And he's done a really good job of trying to get to know the staff, taking his own time to get to know everybody. And look, you can physically just look at Aaron Rodgers right now, and he seems really happy. I'm not going to try to play, psychologist here, but he seems like he is really enjoying this. And he shared on the Pat McAfee show how much of a thrill it's been already.
You know, it always happens that way, Di, is when you leave one organization that you've maybe had some issues with, and you get to another organization, and the perception of you is one thing, and when you get there, people really realize, having been through it myself, like, oh no, he's not even close to what people try to make him out to be. And it kind of helps your career and who you are. So I could certainly see where they would gravitate toward him, and he would become like the father figure of the team, and it's going to be better for them in terms of that. But there's always a but in this. What if it goes south and goes south fastly? How will they react at that point in time?
Why are you ruining the honeymoon already? You're
no,
already,
no, I'm
you're
just,
already talking
I,
about the bad.
I'm just
but
saying, I just
no,
know
I,
how it
media
goes.
Media guy, you know?
Key, no, no.
I know how it goes.
Look, he's saying it not just from negative. The media perspective, but from really just life, right? I mean, at some point here, it gets real.
It gets real.
It's early May, right? Yeah. Everyone's happy. Everyone's thrilled, and to his credit, it seems like he's done everything plus some to really engage and feel part of this Jets organization as the new guy and become a leader already. But now the expectations are high. We've seen what the Jets have done to get him in the building. I know we've had some fun on this show about the wish list that he gave the Jets about these free agents wanting to come over with him, the guys that he likes. Right. And look, they're coming to fruition. We see some of these signings over the last few weeks here. And Aaron's surrounding himself with players he's comfortable with. And I'm sure the perspective of ownership there is just, look, he's earned the right. He's our guy. Whatever he needs to be comfortable, whatever he needs to feel, comfortable just in this offense with these guys, they're going to do whatever it takes to get Aaron Rodgers ready. And you know, they're going all in. All the chips are in. The New York Jets are going all in here to make a deep playoff run. And I haven't had anyone there say Super Bowl or, you know, this is the goal. And, you know, there's signs around the building that we're going to win this whole thing. No, of course not. But you got to figure, you're not doing all of this, you know, to have a 500 year, okay?
Yeah, no, not at all. You mentioned some of those players like Lazard and then most recently Randall Cobb. And you're in the building. You hear everything that goes on, whether you want to tell us about it or not. Did they sign Randall Cobb to be an impact in this offense to a degree, or did they sign Randall Cobb to be a soft pillow for Aaron Rodgers to kind of just be that guy that's around him and keep him happy, so to speak?
Key, do you think the New York Jets had Randall Cobb on their free agency board when they weren't sure if they were to get Aaron Rodgers?
Top target.
Okay, so there you go, right? Like he's there for the comfort of Aaron Rodgers. It's, hey, Aaron, who are some guys you like? Who do you think can help make sure that we get the best version of you? All right, well, here are some of the guys that I
really
like.
I need a couple
like.
Friends like that.
I'll take a comfort check in a heartbeat.
Wait, look, I need a couple friends like
this
that, Jay.
This $5 million is great for comfortability. I do want to so now that the Jets are the team to beat in New York, right, here come the series of all the questions that when you start – and Jet players have already been under a microscope with Robert Saleh, but now it's heightened to a different degree. So Sauce Gardner the other day, right, just kind of – when he asked about is there any pressure – on you guys, he kind of comes out and says, there's no pressure. When it comes to playing in New York, you just got to tell yourself, I'm built for this.
Yeah.
And that answer gets kind of just criticized. And you know, there's pressure. And what are your thoughts about how this team is going to handle all this series of trap questions that are going to come their way?
Like, let's just start from the top with the head coach, Robert Saleh, right? Without a doubt, his strength is leadership. Without a doubt. The players love him. I think he is able to find the right tone and set a really good example of how they're going to handle all of this. And I think Saleh's done a really good job over the years, too, and even in this past offseason in just managing the emotions, even when they were unsure about Rodgers. Anytime we would see Saleh, whether it was at the combine or league meetings, he just stays right in the middle. He's never high, never low, not too thrilled. But then when it comes to being on the field and at practice, players always tell me, like, you know, he's a cheerleader in a great way, not in a derogatory way, that's the type of coach he is, and they play for him. So I think it starts with that. Then you have the leadership of Aaron. And I look, they're a young team. They are young. But now they're filled with a couple of these veteran players that I think are going to help with that. And I'm really interested to see, once they get to full speed practice, how this defense is going to handle and even learn from a guy like Aaron Rodgers being out there. So, look, their opportunity here as a team to just grow collectively, it could be tremendous. It's just, I think the pressure of New York, especially hearing from a guy like Sauce Gardner, who's coming off an incredible season personally, you know, I think if you've gotten a little taste in New York, they're going to be just fine. And I'm most interested in how Aaron's going to handle the pressure that comes with New York. Right now, everything's good.
When
right? Inevitably
there's a misstep because no one's perfect.
Yeah, and look, we're all playing nice right now. Everyone is being nice at the press conferences because there's nothing else. What are we going to go, you know, challenge these players with questions? What could we possibly ask? We haven't seen anything. We don't know anything. We've seen incredible hype videos, which the Jets have pumped out. They those things are Emmy Award winning hype video. I would love if they can make one for the show here. We'll open it up with it. It's that good. So look, the excitement's there, the enthusiasm's there. Let's just see when this thing gets going.
Diana Russini, ladies and gentlemen, and if only we had someone on this show who could speak to the pressure of playing in New York, specifically for the Jets. Well, we're going to have to book a guest, I guess.
Who would that be?
Nuno, get on that. Find someone, please, at ESPN who would know what it is to feel pressure, especially if he's like a high draft pick who's played in New York for the Jets, and let's see if we can book him to discuss pressure and the Sauce Gardner.
We got to find a loudmouth, though.
Yeah. Loudmouth. Yeah. Figure out who that might be. Thank you, Diana.
Thanks, Di.
Guys. Good to be here.
Is there pressure to play in New York? We'll figure out someone who could speak to this. KJM.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Pressure on playing in New York. While Nuno is still looking for a high draft pick, who played a premium position and played for the Jets, so can speak to pressure in New York. Listen to Sauce Gardner. Here's the Jets cornerback about a talk he had with Rodgers and that pressure.
There's no pressure. You know, when it comes to playing in New York, you just got to tell yourself, I'm built for this. Man, Aaron, we just caught ourselves yesterday just telling each other, like, I'm built for this. You know, he said he built for this. Like, we just had that one-on-one moment when we was out eating dinner. That's all it really is. You know, I was just trying to share with him, like, my experience when it comes to playing in New York and how my mentality was to just had a mindset that I'm built for it and just embrace the New York culture. Embrace the New York media, embrace the New York fans, embrace everything that comes with New York instead of just trying to be so perfect, because at the end of the day, everybody make mistakes, man. Everybody go through adversity. That's what it's all about.
Keyshawn Johnson.
Who did he play for?
The New York Jets.
He did?
Big mouth Keyshawn Johnson, the number one overall draft pick, comes to New York. What's it like, Key? What's the pressure like playing for the Jets in New York?
Big mouth.
Big mouth Keyshawn Johnson.
Sauce is right to a degree, but he's been, Max, he's on a honeymoon period, right? He's a rookie. They were doing good. He played well. He got rookie of the year. He hasn't faced any adversity at all. It's been pretty perfect for him. I think once he really faces some adversity and the Sharks really start to circle, a little bit different when I played because it was not the social media as much as it was the print papers, the newspapers, the sports talk radio, the screaming and the hollering, and everybody's fighting for a narrative and a storyline. So even if you wasn't doing what they say you was doing, they were still writing it in big, bold headlines. So the pressure was coming on. Aaron Rodgers or Sauce Gardner haven't gotten that yet in New York. It's all
honeymoon. When did you first get it, Key? Like, what was the first moment you thought, like, some adversity hit or something happened, you know, sensational thing
in
the media?
You mean year one?
Yeah, right, I'm sure.
You mean
but
year one when they didn't win a lot of games?
But what moment were you like, oh, this is what they're talking about, or the media came at you, or there was the first pitfall? Like, do you remember that moment?
Absolutely. It was mini camp. So it was mini camp.
Forget about the first game. Mini camp.
Mini camp, right? So mini camp, you get drafted. You go to mini camp. You sign papers to protect you from a waiver standpoint, blah, 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 blah. So you go to minicamp. It was like a week after I got drafted. So I'm on the Chitlin circuit. And the Chitlin circuit is when you're just going around and you're doing all these appearances and you're doing all this different stuff. So you're not really working out between the time you get drafted to the time you go to camp, minicamp. And you might be a little out of shape, so to speak. So I go to minicamp. And clearly, when you look at me, Max and Jay, you go, damn, they got bamboozled. Because I look like a dude that was just trying out for the team.
Right.
Right? Like, I just got through working out at the Coliseum Deli there in Long Island, getting a burger with a lot of fries and not working out. So I look horrible. And I didn't care, but they attacked me. It was headlines. It was all this sort of stuff. So I realized at that point in time, I said, okay, I see what they're doing. I see what they're getting ready to do. So now I'm going to have to come back and when I come to training camp, I'm going to have to wow these people, and they're going to have to see something way different. So I came back, showed them something way different. But at the same time, my personality was such that I was still going to be me, you know, West Coast cool, not even tripping, not this aggressive New York attacking style. So now you got New York attacking against West Coast relaxed, butting heads on a consistent basis, but wasn't going to allow them to crack me. And so at that point in time, I think they realized, yeah, we got to leave him alone.
So it's almost like they're testing you to see what they can.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely, 100%.
It's almost like you have to go through this process and this exercise, right? Like, for me, it was, okay, look, at first, let me learn who these individual reporters are, because I like to address people by their first name and build relationships. You heard Giannis talk to Eric, right? And he was like, well, Eric, yeah, I mean, you could tell there was an established relationship there. That kind of like, all right, like, am I going to cater my response to the person I'm talking to? Mm-hmm. You then quickly realize that regardless of whether you cater your response to somebody on how he's going to interpret it, that you have 30 other people in the room, they're going to interpret it their own way, right?
Observing,
so
yeah.
Then you process it and you get to this point in your career like, well, screw that, I'm going to be me. And then you learn that, okay, I'm still going to get crucified being me. And then you recognize it doesn't matter what I say, Max. All that matters is that we win. Because you'll interpret what I say differently when we win. Then I can say the same thing in the loss and it'll get squared away some way, it'll get presented differently than when we win. Oh, it sounds right.
That's
it
so
feels
interesting,
right.
Jay. It's not like all that matters is that I say my truth.
No.
All that matters is that we win.
Yes.
And then you gotta realize at the same time, I was blessed from the heavens above. They dropped down the gray head old wizard in Bill Parcells right in my lap. And once he signed off on it, the Godfather, once he signed off on it, they had to back up, right? And once I got him in 97, and he said, he's different. Mm-hmm. They had to sign. He signed off on it. They was like, well, if
he's with me.
Bill says
this one of my guys. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's different.
Right.
And then that difference became something they never seen in New York at the receiver position. A dude that was just ridiculous, did everything, all the dirty work, also balled in the air, balled on the ground, had pizzazz, snack, crackle, pop, all of those sort of things. And then they said to themselves, okay, this is who's going to take us to the promised land. Mm-hmm. But if I became a bust and a bum, they would have run my ass out of town.
They still found Wayne Krabet and tried to pit you two against each other.
That wasn't going to work, though, because we never played into it. We never played into it. We continued to support each other and play at a high level. So even though they wanted to stir the pot, you know, you, Max, you know, you're on your little boxing shows or whatever back then.
That Keyshawn Johnson.
Stir the pot.
I don't know, maybe Wayne Krabet. Maybe you go to Wayne Krabet.
All those things. But it never affected me. It never got to me. And I think at that point, we're winning. We're going to playoffs. We're in championship games. I'll ball out in my first
But also, you when you're See close it. With your teammate, when it's good with you and your teammate, that other stuff can't affect you the same way, right?
But to add to what Key said, though, think about – I think people sometimes miss what he just said. He got blessed by above.
The right coach.
The right coach.
Oh, my God, Jay.
He was even better than Coach Hyde. Are you sure?
I almost cursed. Key, how damn important that is.
Hey,
like,
man.
Like, that's why you talk about LeBron. Like, you know some of LeBron's coaches that he's, you know,
Once Big Tuna signed off on a papa, oh, they couldn't say anything. They had to back up, right? If he says he's that guy, he's that guy. And they can't do anything about it.
Jay, I know you remember, those Parcells press conferences were so entertaining. All Parcells would chew the media up. Right? Like, the media got in line because it's like you don't want the tongue lashing in front of everybody.
And the first year Bill got there, our good friend Sal Palantonio created a firestorm in our locker room on draft day with Coach. Coach asked him, don't ask the question about my book, because he didn't give a damn. He wasn't here. He has nothing to do with that. I'm a good dude, and I'm going to help him get to where he needs to. But Sal being Sal, and Sal wanted to hey, what do you think about Keyshawn's book? And Bill threw him out the locker room on draft day. Told him, said, man, you can't even sit in our war room. Get out of here. And so, you know, because he was protecting me from the sharks that were circling. Because he knew this kid here is good. He knew.
Yeah,
and that's how you have to look at it on Aaron Rodgers and Sauce Gardner and company.
And in New York, it's so much more than just X's and O's. It's like you got blessed with Bill Parcells. It's not just the X's and O's, but it's how to handle the media and how to handle the team and how to institute a plan and how to deputize your assistant coaches to carry out the plan and all this kind of stuff.
When you get blessed, Max, by a coach like Jay say, it's a whole nother world.
Game changer.
It's a whole nother world.
You think Sauce is blessed right now?
I think he's going to be because they just got Aaron Rodgers. And I think Robert Saleh has turned the corner as a head coach and starting to understand certain things. And Joe Douglas is there. I mean, you think about it real quick, Jay. If Kobe Bryant really did not get Phil Jackson, and he just was Kobe Bryant and never got
– Same with Michael Lakers Jordan and Tex Winters.
Lakers never
Jackson.
Got it right.
Same thing.
If they never got it right with the right coach.
He doesn't know how to win.
Same thing.
He doesn't know how
Same
to win.
Thing.
Right.
There will become a moment of truth, though, because Robert Saleh is still young as a head coach, where, you know, and every team goes through these challenges, right, the ups and downs of the seasons, where Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh will come to meet. Head to head. We'll see how that plays out in the New York media and how they handle that.
Meantime, LeBron said AD is going to have his jersey retired by the Lakers. Are we sure about that, KJM?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. So LeBron, you heard him say it. AD is going to have his Lakers jersey retired. Here, listen to LeBron at the press conference talk about that.
The Lakers franchise over the years, over the course of their existence, has always had dominant. Big men, and dominant guys that have been a force at the rim, and that's why their jerseys are in the rafters. And 80 will be up there when he's done playing, and the number three will be up in the rafters, and he continues to show why he's one of the best players that we have in this league.
So. There are several things there. Number one, how many championships do you have to win with the Lakers to get your jersey retired? Number two, is it easier for the homegrown guys than a guy who gets brought in? Number three, the big man thing is interesting, right? From Kareem to Shaq to even like, you know, Powell, right? If you are a big, that is the signature of the Lakers. Key, where are you on all this?
I think LeBron is saying when it's all said and done, he foresees multiple championships in AD's future.
I agree with that. If you listen to the way he says it, it's kind of predictive.
Yeah, and whoever that was on the rejoin that said he's already done it, I'm like, no, man, I don't. Whoever that was, they have no idea. When you talk about the position, the bigs, Kareem, Kareem not only was a, from my memory, probably made the All-Star game every single year he was a Laker, maybe to the very end, okay? Multiple championships, MVP, just all the craziness in the purple and gold. And then the diesel speaks for itself. And then Powell coming along, Wilt Chamberlain. It's not just because he put on the uniform and he's a really good player that he's going to go up into the Raptors. There's a lot more from the Lakers' history standpoint that AD has to do some catching up, and it's a lot, starting with the championships. All those guys, except Wilt, multiple championships. Multiple championships.
Yeah, but Wilt only with the Lakers had the one.
So that's what I said, except for Wilt.
Wilt.
That was at a different time in era in basketball as well, where a dude in the pros was scoring 100 points. Like,
Jay,
come on, man.
I don't know. Like, I hear that. I think it's good business for a franchise when they put a jersey in the rafters. And AD has won a championship. I think maybe with AD, because he really hasn't been available a lot, you factor that into, and the championship happened in the bubble. But I don't know, man. Like, he won a chip and he balled out when he did.
He gets another championship. I think the conversation will start to happen. I think he has a high percentage chance to. But yeah. Key, just to go to your point, so Key, like you talk about Wilt, Paul Gasol, I mean, Kareem, Shaq, George Mikan. That's a pretty – I mean, these are incredible names.
Championships so, and all stars.
And all of it. All of it combined.
Powell got two.
Yeah, Powell got two.
And I wouldn't say – I'd say he held a similar place in that league to this.
I think this is
one.
How AD – also, like, how AD wins a championship matters. Mm-hmm. Like, if they were to go this year and win a championship, that elevates how we look at Anthony
Davis.
Well,
he balled in the first one.
Well, he did. But, you know, you still have the – and certain people, not me, will use the caveat of, well, it was in the bubble and – even though I think he balled out, it's still one.
I think that is one
but
little
also,
thing.
But you do still feel like that was LeBron's, right? Like this,
yes.
That was LeBron's team. This feels to me like Anthony Davis's team.
That's a good point. That was, even if AD was their best player in that, or their most prolific scorer or whatever, it was still LeBron running the show, and this would be like a torch passing.
Yes.
And LeBron's actually speaking to the future, though. He's foreseeing the Lakers in AD winning multiple championships as they move forward. He's just not saying, oh, he's going to be in the Raptors because he won a championship in the bubble. AD's been available some of the time. I've never heard Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the height of his career as a Laker on the trading block. Or I never heard Shaq in the height of his career other than when him and Kobe went sour in that whole deal, me or you, and then they had to trade him away because of that, actually on the trading block, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? So when you look at it, there's been, what should we do with him? He's not giving us what we're looking for with AD. So it's just a little
Key.
It's a little puzzling. That's all.
It's not a question that you retire LeBron's number, correct?
Yeah, you're going to retire LeBron's number.
Yeah, as a Laker.
Because it's LeBron.
As a Laker, it's LeBron. Yeah, it's not a question.
So you're not getting a statue.
AD, I'm looking at the games played, Jay. It's not just, I agree. The bubble's like a little thing. It kind of like adds up. So 62 games played, they win the chip, but it's in the bubble. Since then, 36, 40, and 56. And I think that's – I honestly believe had he played more of those seasons, it would have already been a done deal. But the fact that he missed all that time –
it wouldn't have been a done deal to me.
I know we could have a debate about that, but I think it would have been. But the fact that he missed all that time, plus the championship happened in the bubble, it maybe he has to do a little more now.
I don't know, a little bit more. I think you just have to be available, and you have to get another chip. I mean, look, you're competing against greatness here. It's not like you're – like if AD were still with the Pelicans, statue, jersey retire, all that. But when you come to the Lakers, the history there within itself makes it more difficult to get to the rafters.
I'm not suggesting this will happen, but they won it – this is three seasons after this one since they won it, right? It was Lakers and then – Bucks and then Warriors and then whoever wins this year might be the Lakers. But it was 10 years before that they won. And in a previous era, Kobe and Powell. Man, if it's another 5 or 6 or 7 years and you look and you go, man, in this 20-year span, they won the one chip with LeBron and AD, I'll bet you they retire. They put it in the rafters because that becomes the good old days. The standards is what it is now because, damn, they've won so much for so long. What do you think? 888-SAY-ESPN. Should AD have his number all his jersey already in the rafters? Max, if he doesn't do anything else?
Max will retire anybody's jersey.
Joel Embiid returned. The Sixers were blown out. What went wrong, KJM? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.